Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to a horse, Dr. Roizen. We're doing you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is the top news of the week, but especially what it means for you and how you can use it. Today's top stories: walnut consumption alters your gut bacteria, leading to weight loss. This is wonderful news. Just eating more walnuts causes weight loss, as great a weight loss as does a low carbohydrate or low fat diet. And annual report to the nation on the status of cancer from the National Cancer Institute shows that we're losing cancer patients, not because they're not getting treated well, but they're getting well and prevention with increased survival. 2.2% decrease in death rate from cancer, all cancers combined, per year, 2.2% per year for the last 10 years. In men, 1.5% per year decrease in women. Pretty remarkable data showing that either we're getting treatment better or lifestyle better, but patients aren't dying as much. And a whole bunch of other stories that we will get to, such as a healthy diet. We'll tell you what we mean by that. Reduces hearing loss by 30%. That, in fact, another story is that a healthy diet increases the memory, the size of your memory area of your brain, key for maintaining cognitive function. And guess what? Those healthy diets are the same. We'll tell you what they are. Well Beyond Wellness segment: more parents are smoking pot around kids, and children are getting more secondhand smoke, it turns out, from pot than they are from real tobacco. And the Otto Omegas: obesity is tied to a 2 to 4-fold increase in irregular heart rhythm in both genders. And the new work: we don't have a cure for the common cold yet, but one is just around the corner. And sadness in this one: the wellness foreplay is another wellness trouble, just like the pot story. Hair straightening products, almost everyone tested, in fact, every one of 61 brands tested, contained a potentially toxic mix of chemicals. Boy, that's horrible. And another wellness trouble story: kids' suicide related hospital visits double in the last 5 years. Let's go. And that's not a population problem. That's a problem in that we've got a lot more people who are socially isolated, probably because of media. See the ideal kids on, if you will, their social media, and think they should be ideal, not realizing that all those kids who talk about things on social media are talking about the greatest things, not the typical or average or even common things. Healthy diet reduces hearing loss 30%+ in women. This is researchers followed 81,000 women for 22 years, found that women who closely followed the DASH diets, which is nuts, fruits, vegetables, largely using olive oil as the cooking oil with a little healthy protein like in fish, had a decrease over this 22-year period. And a large number developed hearing loss, but in fact, it was a large decrease in hearing loss, 30%+. The implied data of other, and they don't have quite enough data to come out with it, on the closer you follow the data, the diet, the greater the reduction in hearing loss, with some people in this group that they think followed it very closely having more than a 60% decrease in hearing loss. That's great news. Now, in a similar study, but not with women, but with men and women, and not U.S. nurses, but this is 4,000 people in Norway. They followed the same thing. The people who followed this healthy diet, that is the what we call the DASH diet or Mediterranean diet, the more closely they followed it, the larger their hippocampus was. The hippocampus, we've talked about before, is that area in the brain that is most important for memory. And size does matter. It's the only area of the brain where size matters. Those who followed it had, in fact, a larger hippocampus, more memory reserve. That's a good thing. So you want to have this diet both to maintain your hearing and to have better brain function in the long run. The trans fat should be eliminated worldwide. Trans fat are just toxins, and you want to cut down on food with saturated fat. We've often talked about that because trans fat is just a toxin, but the foods that are associated with the saturated fat cause a increase in inflammation in your body. Next story I want to talk about is the, and this is a horrible story also, but not as horrible. It's just that our birth rate has fallen to a 30-year low. You need about 2.1 births per married couple to maintain the population at a stable level, maybe 2.2 now per married couple. Where are we? This is actually, we went down, we were at 2.4 in the U.S. because of a lot of immigration, meaning you count immigration as new citizens, and they counted. We were at 2.4, which is why the U.S. population was increasing. Well, the immigrants have decreased, and overall birth rate fell to about 1.8 in the U.S. With the recession. It came back in 2010 and 11 and 12 to be back up around 1.9, then 2, then 2.1 with immigration, so maintaining population. And in the last 2 years, all of a sudden it's fallen to 1.5. This is the lowest in history. And it fell to 1.7 and then to 1.5. Only a few countries are lower than we are, but the whole world is below replacement value, save India and Japan, and some of the, I'm sorry, save India and China, and some of the developing countries. This is really a problem, if you will. It's down 56%. In women from age 15 to 19, that's cut in half since 2010. Since 2007. That's an amazing decrease in birth rate. The obesity has been tied to increase in heart rhythm irregularities, that is, in the onset of atrial fibrillation. Again, this was a study done in Norway looking at the incidence of atrial fibrillation, and being overweight makes it much more likely, four times more likely if you're a man, two times more likely if you're woman to develop atrial fibrillation. The last two stories I want to get to are these wellness, what I would call wellness trouble stories. One is hair straightening products contain a toxic mix. They looked at 66 different endocrine disruptors in the hair products. And what did they find? Every hair product contained, they tested 61 different products, but every hair product contained at least four endocrine disruptors, and some as many as 30. This is just shabby. This is what happens when you let regulation down. You're going to get toxins. And the toxins in our products are in hair products. Every one of the 61 tested had at least 4 toxins in it. This is horrible. Most of which were carcinogens, cause cancer, or cause fetal abnormalities, or are just endocrine disruptors, meaning they take away your drive for sex or for other components of life that people usually consider enthusiastically. Suicide hospital-related visits have risen sharply, too. 5 years ago, the pediatricians at Vanderbilt in Nashville found more and more of their inpatient beds at Children's Hospital were occupied by children and adolescents with mental health issues. Now it is even greater than that, with a tripling of suicide-related diagnoses. Tripling, increased threefold. It's horrible. And another problem is that more children are being exposed to secondhand pot smoke than ever before. And in fact, it's now 11% of kids are apparently exposed in their home to regular tobacco smoke. 17% are exposed to smoke from a joint or marijuana. And that's... How do I say it? One joint gives you the inflammation in your body of 4 cigarettes, 1 hour in a hookah parlor. Some people take their kids with them, apparently, to hookah parlors. I don't know why. But 1 hour in a hookah parlor is the equivalent of your smoking 22 to 24 cigarettes yourself. So, news of the week, keys, walnuts are good. As good as any diet at both changing your microbiome and helping you with weight loss. Cancer rates are going down. Applaud it. Don't drop the regulations for looking at chemicals in hair straightening products. Remember, those are important. Obesity causes us to gain inflammation. Getting rid of the obesity decreases the inflammation, decreases your risk of having to take some medicine to control atrial fibrillation or rapid abnormal heart rate. And the other story we want to say, the other joy, cancer rates have been going down 2.2% a year in men in the last 5 years, 1.5% a year in women in the last 5 years. That's great news. Now, for you to live at the top of your curve, remember, preserve your hearing and increase your brain size with a Mediterranean diet, fruits, vegetables, olive oil is the main fat, lots of nuts, and of course, avoiding simple sugars, simple carbohydrates, added syrups, and foods with saturated and trans fat. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. This is podcast 893A. Thanks for listening. And we'll have a new news of the week, medical news of the week, and what it means to you next week. A new one is released every Tuesday. We have a great guest this week. You know, we've had a series of wonderful guests in the last 2 months. Not that those before then weren't wonderful as well, but especially in the last 2 months. And this guest today and next guest, you'll see our wonderful guests. Do watch them. And remember, just a few walnuts a day helps you both lose weight and change your bacteria to being healthier. Thanks again for listening. And remember, if you want to come to our alternative and preventive medicine conference, go to CCF/CME/wellness, and you'll see on the web Cleveland Clinic Foundation Wellness CME, and you can find the agenda and sign up for that course in Las Vegas, December 7th to 9th. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week with new guests and new top news of the week, and especially what it means for you. Thanks, Darian, for great engineering. But thank you, the listener, especially. You're what motivates us. Feel free to write questions to ageproof life@gmail.com, or suggest guests to us. Thanks again. Well, till next week, thanks for downloading.